Living on the West Coast has its perks, but it comes at a cost. California is one of the most geologically active places in North America. KVCR's Brandon Gunzel interviews a local professor and geologist in the first of a series of reports that we're going to have on earthquake safety and disaster preparedness coming up over the next several weeks.
As anyone living in Southern California knows, earthquakes are frequent events in our lives. But do you know what could happen if a major earthquake were to strike Southern California? Are you and your family prepared for when it does happen? KVCR presents this series on earthquake safety and disaster preparedness. We spoke with Professor David Oglesby, Chair of the Department of Earth Sciences at the University of California, Riverside. We asked, what can people expect in a major earthquake?
A truly large earthquake will potentially have stronger ground motion, stronger shaking than you would see in a more moderate, say, magnitude 6 or 7 earthquake. But perhaps more importantly, the ground motion would end up lasting longer because basically when you have a large earthquake, like a truly large earthquake takes place on a very large fault, and it just takes a long time for that fault to fully slip itself. And furthermore, because really large earthquakes are caused by really large faults that are spread over a pretty large area, a truly large earthquake will spread its strong ground shaking and damage over a much larger area. So many more people can be affected by a large earthquake simply because the ill effects are spread over a much larger area. So you can have stronger ground motion that lasts longer and over a much larger area.
We also asked, what kind of damage could you expect to see in an earthquake like that? And how widespread would the damage be?
In California, probably a rule of thumb might be any earthquake above about a magnitude 5.5 or so could cause significant damage. And if the earthquake's above, say, 6, it could cause even dozens of injuries and deaths. And our last really big earthquake, one that was pretty major, that caused tremendous damage in Southern California was the 1994 Northridge earthquake, which was magnitude 6.7, which killed 57 people, injured almost 9,000, and caused over $13 billion in damage. But even that, magnitude 6.7, we would not call that a major or massive earthquake. Because here in Southern California, we could get an earthquake of up to magnitude, say, 7.8 on the San Andreas Fault, which would be over 30 times more powerful than that Northridge earthquake that happened in 1994. In addition to the ground shaking, the fault that is slipping can also cut across roads, bridges, cables, pipelines. It can disrupt traffic and other services. If an earthquake takes place on an undersea fault, under the ocean, under a big lake, if that fault has a strong up and down motion, it can cause a tsunami. One scenario earthquake that scientists have been looking on in Southern California is one that begins out near Indio on the San Andreas Fault and continues through the San Bernardino Pass and perhaps stops slipping in maybe around the San Bernardino area or thereabouts. And if an earthquake like that were to happen, that would cause strong shaking and damage and real problems all the way from the Coachella Valley well into downtown Los Angeles and the San Fernando Valley. So it could cover much of metropolitan Southern California with significant damage in the case of such a large earthquake.
Now, that all sounds pretty scary, but there are things you can do to prepare.
Everyone should have an earthquake kit at home, at work, and in their car. And this kit should include some emergency food, emergency blankets, medicine that you might need, because you may be stuck away from your house for a number of days. So you need to have whatever you need to live. Good clean water, things like that.
Safety experts recommend that you secure pictures, mirrors, and furniture prior to an earthquake in order to minimize the chance of an object falling on you or your family in the event of a large earthquake. Experts also recommend that you and your family develop an action plan for immediately after a major disaster. Agree upon where to meet beforehand in case communication lines are down. For complete interviews and other stories in this series, visit kvcrnews.org. For KVCR, I'm Brandon Gunzel.